the sound of your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
And we're back, and we're going to ask Ann Garrison to be our sports commentator today. Ann, you live in the Bay Area. You have a marvelous team. Everybody says it's kind of like the New York Yankees or something. It's a dynasty, Golden State Warriors. But I know that you have a high opinion of Toronto, so I'm going to ask you about this a little bit, and maybe you could handicap it for us and tell us what you might think is going to happen. Anyway, what are your thoughts about the Raptors and Mr. Leonard?
Well, what can I say? They're a thrill to watch. Kawhi Leonard is unlike any other player I see in that he doesn't make faces. He doesn't argue with the refs. He's just cool as a cucumber. Mm-hmm. And he also doesn't tell the press anything about his personal life. No Instagram account, no Facebook or Twitter. Huh. So that makes him sort of an intriguing mystery. Mm-hmm.
He seems very focused. This is his profile, right, going all the way back.
So far as I know, I don't know about his college career, but someone who is that stoic and reticent would seem that he would have been likely so all of his life. But I don't know. I don't know about his college or high school career.
Do you have it as...
Who's going to win? Let me see. Shaq and... I think it was Shaq and Kenny thought the Warriors would win. Charles would win. Charles Barkley thinks the Raptors will. Your bench. Mm-hmm. Your bench stepped up. It was clear around even... I think it was the third game. But there was one game where Kawhi Leonard was looking really tired. Mm-hmm. I think it was the one where he just... refused to lose. And all the sports commentators said that the coach, Nurse, had to trust his bench because he was wearing Kawhi Leonard out. And he did that in the next couple of games. But I'm sure all your Toronto fans know all this. I'm just repeating what they know. Let me tell you.
Well, we like to hear it from out of town, frankly.
Okay.
We are a little, we're very sold on the man. And that thing about his being tired, he reminds me, there was a famous football player named Jim Brown. And uh-huh. Brown had a reputation for looking tired. But he said that was part of his game, that he would be he said, why do I have to hurry to get up? I'm going to take my time, because he was saving his energy. And then he would beat you up in the fourth quarter, and you'd be the one who was tired.
Mm-hmm.
So Kawhi seems like somebody who knows how to conserve the energy. You mentioned, if you're an animated player, if you're shouting, if you're running up and that's energy. You may as well save it.
Recently it's become like everybody's always arguing with the old. Mm-hmm. There are two African players on your team, mm-hmm. Siakam and the one from Nigeria, Ibaka, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And basketball is expanding rapidly in Africa. Mm-hmm. And Paul Kagame, the war criminal president of Rwanda, has been very, very involved in this.
Yes.
And so I have a beef with the NBA and with Warriors and the Raptors because they keep rolling out the red carpet for him and treating him as the man who stopped the genocide when you and I and probably a number of your listeners know that's the opposite of the truth. And after we talked just a little bit before I came on here, mm-hmm. I found an article by Eve Engler mm-hmm. in Counterpunch, if I could get it.
Uh-huh.
It's titled "The Raptors and Paul Kagame."
Mm-hmm. Isn't that unfortunate?
Call it technical foul. He says it's time to call a technical foul on the manager, Masai Ujiri, who is, I believe, also from Nigeria.
Yes.
So,
but you know, my impression is it has very little to do with the players and mainly to do with owners and management. Paul Kagame, through Bill Clinton and others, has made it a point to cultivate powerful people in sports. It's kind of like the NFL. The NFL has a number of really nasty characters who put a lot of money in, for example, into Trump, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and the owner, actually, the New England Patriots. You remember, a very decent fellow got arrested recently in Florida. But
those are football.
Yeah,
those are football
no,
guys.
But, I mean, but what I'm saying is these great sports franchises tend to also have political connections. And it is a complaint across sports. I mean, it sort of bothers me to have to listen to anthems all the time, and I don't understand why.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I go to the movies. I don't have to listen to an anthem before I watch a movie.
The military, the U.S. military, fabulous amounts of money advertising at these games, and a lot of these ads show soldiers in combat more or less acting like they're playing video games, and that's what we saw in the collateral murder video that WikiLeaks released with the Iraq and Afghan warlocks. These U.S. troops in a helicopter picking off these Iranian civilians as though they were playing Nintendo or something.
Yes.
And lots of the advertising projects that that kind of excitement, including that I'm seeing during the NBA games. We should mention the player. We should mention the Rwandan player. I can't think to pronounce his name properly, but he did his first year here with the New York Knicks. He was a rookie, and
I'm going to have to call Eve Engler and do my homework on that. And
yeah,
I bet he knows. By the way, Eve Engler, you should know, is one of he was an, a very promising athlete, a great hockey player. His first book was something about left wing, and he meant the left wing of a hockey team. But, Anne, I have to ask you before the time is up here, what do you think our chances are? What are the Raptors and Golden State, what do you think?
Oh, I think you're going to win.
You think what?
I think you're going to win.
Wow. Okay, well, you have to live there. I mean, I'm in Toronto. I'm safe.
I think you're going to win at least three games. And maybe four. If it gets to 3-3, the next game will tie it. And if it's 3-3, the final game will be played in Toronto.
That's
and your
exciting.
Friends are so enthusiastic. I mean, your fans are so enthusiastic.
Well, you know, Curry is kind of our Curry is kind of a cousin. You know, he grew up here. His father played for the Raptors.
Oh yeah.
So he's a kind of a he was a Raptor man himself at one point, a boy.
Well, I'll tell you one other thing. If the Raptors win the championship, I think Kawhi Leonard is much more likely to stay there.
We would love to hear all of that, Anne. We really appreciate talking to
Wait,
you today.
Phil, I want to tell you one more thing. I was for about 15 hours yesterday, just really quick, 15 hours yesterday and today, probably 20, I was writing a review of Judy Weaver's In Praise of Blood, Crimes of the Rwandan Patriotic Front. And when I finished, I was so tired. I said, damn. Ooh, I need another NBA game.
Yes.
So exhausted.
We are happy to provide it.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Anne Garrison. This is the Taylor Report, and Jessica has been very patient with us. And we'll see you next week.